Both representatives are Republican, but opened the meeting praising the mixed committees and working groups in Alaska's House. Laban is on the Finance Committee, and Thompson is the House Majority Leader. Then they started talking about smaller dividends from the Permanent Fund, spending more savings, and taxes. Yes, Republicans talking about taxes. Laban, speaking on the public address system, explained that they are reconciling budget ideas from the previous and current administrations.
We're going through the governor's budget. We're comparing it with Walker's budget and the final fiscal plan for the last year, and just blending those numbers together.
Thompson said the House is trying to fit expenses into the classical revenue sources, corporate income tax, oil taxes, and POMV, the percentage of market value of the last 5 years of the Permanent Fund earnings.
We don't want to draw any more out of the Permanent Fund earnings reserve than that POMV. So we're going to try to make our budget fit as much as we can lower it down. There'll be money left over for the dividend. How big that dividend will depend on how much we manage to reduce our spending.
Mike Prox was the first of more than 60 people to come to the microphone. He said everyone should privately pay for services they use, but no one took up that idea in the next 2 hours, and by the break, he was disgusted.
It's unjust. Tax means force somebody else to pay. There's no getting around that. I don't care what the statutes are. That is the fact. It's called government. It's not called providerment.
After he spoke, several mentioned revenue ideas like a school tax, such as Senator Click Bishop has introduced in Senate Bill 50, increasing taxes on gasoline, reducing oil tax credits that are given away to encourage extraction, and income taxes. Here are Nick Clark and Stephen McGrorty.
Click's school tax, I'm very much for that. I think that's worth entertaining this year. And a gas tax, an increased gas tax.
Please tax me, but make it fair for all Alaskans. Simply reducing the permanent fund dividends is a very regressive form of taxation. You're taxing bankers, lawyers, doctors the same as you're taxing rural seasonal workers.
Thompson responded Alaska's gasoline tax is 8 cents per gallon, with most states paying 30. About $50 million would be raised if Alaska doubled its gas tax. Thompson also says he researched last year a state lottery based on Wyoming's, which has similar population. But many Alaska legislators were opposed, and he stopped trying. Laban responded a $30 per person school tax would raise only $13 million this year, but Senate Bill 50 is likely to pass. Others spoke to cutting the dividend of the Permanent Fund's earnings. Here is Mike Cook.
The earnings of the Permanent Fund are what are intended to fund the state government at this time. Don't be afraid to look at the earnings of the Permanent Fund. It is conservative and constitutional.
Other issues brought up were the state's $2 billion maintenance backlog, state support for retirement funding of municipal employees to keep troopers and firefighters from leaving Alaska, the state's pioneer homes, changes in gaming enforcement, and sending Alaska's prisoners to for-profit prisons out of state. But Laban says everything but the budget is being pushed out of the way for the next 2 months. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.